I hope I don't need to hear any of this because I'm eating. I couldn't hear anything anyway.
Have you had nothing to eat today? You've waited until you got here.
I've had. I had some Ezekiel toast and coconut yogurt.
That's the bread that's live, isn't it?
Mm-hmm, it's from the Bible.
And speaking of being live, we should probably keep an eye out for our guest.
Mm-hmm.
And you were really chewing loud today.
Sorry. It's, I wanted to say Crunch and Munch, but it's not. It's trail mix, no?
I'm nervous about this because it's this Chex is mix. The first way we've recorded this way. And what if all this audio gold is being lost?
Mm-hmm.
And it will never be heard?
This is the worst.
See, should I be, you shouldn't have to do the dad thing. You're dead. You're dead to us. You're Luca Brasi. You sleep with the fishes.
I'm helping you out this one last time.
You're an enabler.
I owe you, Chick, so I should probably...
Son of a bitch.
He does?
I don't know what he's saying. I think he's being sarcastic and awful.
What do you owe you for? What do you...
I don't know. So anyway, we're all nervous. At least I am.
Why?
We're recording in a different way, and hopefully it's being recorded.
You mean without Jason? Sans Jason?
Without Jason. It's on the doohickey. It's on the... It's not going on to the big deal. It's going on to a deal I bought today out at the mall. So you can understand why I would be nervous, can't you?
Yeah, but you get nervous for dumb reasons.
This is kind of like doing a podcast with a chipmunk.
Sorry, I'll stop.
Or a little pig dog. Or a little pug dog.
Pig? Pig? Is that what you said? Pig?
No, pig. Pig?
Pig? Uh-huh.
You know who you looked like when you did that.
Who?
Your cousin.
Kristen.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You blink
Her
your
cousin's
like,
Chinese?
You're not supposed to be here, Luca.
Sorry.
You quit the show. We did the exit interview, and you're out of here, baby. Isn't that stuff good?
It's really good.
It's much better than the Chex Mix brand, I think.
Don't. Now Chex Mix isn't going to sponsor the podcast.
Wait a minute. Get over there and smell how good she smells. Right now.
Stop.
What happened?
I did shower.
Well, congratulations.
You know, I stopped wearing deodorant.
I thought you started again.
I stopped wearing deodorant. I'm almost 3 months in.
No, you told me you started wearing deodorant again.
I didn't. I put on natural deodorant, which doesn't count, for the popcorn.
Oh, that's what you were telling me about. That's mm-hmm. what you said. All right.
So if I can smell myself, then...
You can smell yourself, right?
I have to take a shower. Oh, I was painting today, hanging hooks, sawing stuff.
Sawing stuff?
Sawing stuff.
Sweating?
Sweaty.
What do you got going on now in the garage? What are you doing?
I'm just finishing my little...
Your nook?
My nook, my entry area.
Is that where the kids' boots are going to go? Stuff like that?
Exactly. I don't want their shit in the house.
It's going to be a catch-all?
Probably, but it's gonna be a very nice looking catch all.
How's my second favorite puppy dog doing?
Good. She misses you.
Hey, Monkey's at the daycare. I think for until tomorrow or maybe the next day. I haven't decided
really?
Yet. Yeah. She was. We were running around yesterday. I was helping that boy, Potasnik,
mm-hmm.
get settled in his new place, and I was gone all day, and I felt bad. And she was in her crate.
What does that entail?
Potasnik's place?
No, helping him get settled.
We went to...
I can't wait to hear this.
Major department store and bought him a TV.
Uh-huh.
And I do say TV.
You bought him a TV?
No,
you bought him a TV?
He bought his TV. He got... He wanted my advice on what TV to buy.
Oh, God.
And I gave him my advice, and then we took it up to his apartment, his pad, his lair.
You know what? I feel like maybe there's a little bit of it that, like, the process of doing things with him... Maybe it's reminiscent of like ex relationships, not excluding me, and that it's not like there's something like it's fulfilling something for you because it feels like everything with him is a process.
I don't know what it is. I mean, it's I don't have a bad time.
No, I don't know.
You know, it's okay.
Yeah. Is he your new Bodart?
There's only one Bodart.
Well,
and I don't know what happened to him, but
No kidding. What? I mean, nothing.
One day.
Just gone.
No, he texted me about a week ago.
He did?
Yeah.
What did he say? I miss you, buddy.
I forget. That is really getting loud now. Okay?
I'm sorry.
It's really loud. You need to stop.
Let me, real quick. I finish.
I wonder if we start the podcast, we can play the music. See, this, we apologize. This is all new to us, this episode. There's no Jason.
It's not new to me.
We're getting...
I'm not doing anything.
We're getting our... Hi, I'm Chick McGee, and we're off the air.
Let's do this!
Hey!
In the morning, in the back of the Beamer. Now, mama, what's up? I know that
you're
a
thank you for downloading the podcast.
When it comes to this, put down your back cheeks.
Give me a kiss.
I got a castle in the palace, got a crib in the city. I said I'd get you something
our,
nice.
Our guest today is,
and you liked it like not that. Here.
He should be arriving any minute.
Be so fast because we up in the mud house,
over
in
the club.
Getting crumb, bling,
bling. Over in the club.
Ass moving so fast.
That's Bob Schneider, Bob Schneider Music. Bob Schneider in Indianapolis, July 27th. Very excited to see Bob. Perhaps we'll talk with our guest at that concert. If our guest ever decides to... Oh, hey, there he is right there. Did I say thank you for downloading the podcast? I like
sure
to say
did.
Thank you. You know that.
Yeah, you're very polite.
I'm Chick. That's Jess.
Mm-hmm.
And our guest today is... what do you call yourself?
Entertainment writer? Pop culture correspondent?
I'm waiting for the C word.
Critic.
Oh.
Is there a critic in there? Are you a critic? Do you consider yourself a critic?
No, a critic has such a negative connotation.
Well, by definition.
Yeah.
But I dabble in analysis, sure.
Yeah.
Who relies on your criticism? Does anybody rely on your criticism, David?
Are you going to say his name or are you just going to say what he does?
Nope.
Okay.
Password.
Our guest is David Lindquist. He's from the Indianapolis Star, and he's... What is it you're saying you are? Entertainment writer.
Yeah.
Well, you don't really... That's true, I guess. You know, I can't remember the last time I read one of your articles and it ended with this, I would not see this show again or something like that. I mean, it is really covering the show and what happened.
And he covered our podcast.
And he covered the podcast. Right. He did a very nice job on our podcast.
I think when I insert opinions, you know, sometimes people are left to kind of read between the lines, but I think you can pick it up.
Oh.
Do people ever confuse you with Jimmy Mad Dog Matus?
Oh, my gosh.
Never? Has that ever
Thanks,
happened?
Thanks, everybody.
Has it ever happened?
You do have the
you just have the same
the
features.
The clean look and the
shaved head, the glasses.
And the glasses.
I started at the Star in 98. And I'd have kids come up to me all the time and call me Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Oh, he was my favorite.
That was pretty funny.
That's
I enjoyed
true.
That.
Yeah.
And then there have been times within the past 5 or 6 years where people have said Heisenberg or...
Oh, yeah. Walter White. Sure.
Yeah. I could see that. Sure.
Mad Dog.
No?
No.
Okay. Mad Dog never? Maybe from that angle where you're sitting, Jeff.
Maybe it's just this building, this room.
Seeing a gentleman.
It is awesome to be here. Thank you.
Good.
You've never been in here on the other show, right? Or have you?
I once attended. This was probably 2003, so that was in the other room, probably. One David Lee Roth was a guest.
Oh, God, that was an uncomfortable morning.
Why?
Everybody around David Lee Roth was scared to death of him. Yeah.
Like how people used to be around you.
And that. You're only saying that because that's true.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It is.
It's true.
But not. I'm a big teddy bear now.
Mm-hmm.
After the show, his handlers had arranged for me to talk with him, and we went out in the parking lot, and he had a small U-Haul type thing behind whatever they had.
With some gear and stuff? Or was
like
that
martial arts mats.
Oh.
And he had his people put them out. I was on one, and he sat on the other, and we talked for about 20 minutes.
Like kung fu, like David Carradine style?
Jiu-jitsu,
like,
I don't know. Yeah.
Like,
but that's how he preferred to do it, or because he was going to practice after?
That's how he wanted to talk.
Was he in a chair or on cross legs on the floor, like an Indian? Do you remember?
There might have been some cross legs, yeah.
Cross legs.
And I was really interested
shoes
in...
Shoes or no? No shoes. What is this? This isn't new. This was in 98. Why don't performers wear shoes? They have the carpets out. And
yeah.
I saw Glenn Phillips and...
Toad the Wet Sprocket.
Toad the Wet Sprocket. And they where's his shoes?
No.
I'm wearing shoes right now.
I don't
I'm
like
working.
To wear shoes.
I was interested in finding out David Lee Roth's Indiana roots. which he has.
Mm-hmm. His father's a professor at or was or at IU,
maybe
right?
Like yeah, okay. some grandparents in rural parts of Indiana. And he gave me a great quote. I love this quote. He said, "I'm as Indiana as the first day of summer."
Oh,
that's nice.
That's good.
So Dave is really good at the Dave speak.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
And in terms of Van Halen, I'm all about the first six albums.
Right.
That's all I swear by. But as a person, Sammy Hagar just seems so much better adjusted and
has
he does it together. He does seem pretty normal and fun. And
yeah. I used to think that Bon Jovi was from Indiana. When I was a kid, ZPL did a giveaway. Like, they were giving away his house, and I had no, like, I don't know. Maybe it just must have been the company that owned ZPL at the time,
right?
And they were doing like a nationwide giveaway with all of their affiliates, I mm-hmm. guess. And I was just like, oh my God, Bon Jovi has a house in Indiana. It's where he grew up. That's awesome.
And they're giving it away.
And
we can win Bon Jovi's house.
Yeah.
Dad.
And then I went to a Bon Jovi concert in college and realized he was not from Indiana.
And he's probably from the opposite.
But he doesn't sound like he's from New Jersey.
If there's a left or right of states, we'd be. Indiana's at one
Our
end.
Our counterpoint.
Yeah.
Right.
It would be New Jersey. Yeah.
But he doesn't sound like he's from New Jersey.
You get him talking, he does.
You think so?
I think so.
I think his hair's from New Jersey.
He has gorgeous hair.
Mm-hmm.
Dave, your thoughts on Bon Jovi's hair? Is this a chosen, or is this forced upon you, your
shaved head?
You know, genetically...
I decided to, you know, beat it to the punch.
Human males,
mm-hmm.
All human
Those
males...
Those are boys, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Have hair around the edges.
Around the edges of what?
Everybody. Up here, you could lose hair, you can keep your hair. But around here, everybody still has hair around their ears.
Always.
Everyone.
Forever.
Forever.
Peter Boyle, he kind of did that okay. He did that with some dignity.
Yeah. Well, Griswold does it okay. I mean, I'm calling him Griswold this week. Yeah, he's got the, we keep trying to get him to at least grow it out so he can put it in a ponytail. So he can be the crazy...
But a ponytail kind of goes with him.
I think he'd do that all right.
Yeah, think about like the outfits he wears. If he had a ponytail, it just kind of goes. But only if he did like a ponytail at the top and then did like the four or five ponytails all the way down the bottom of the ponytail.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Segments like Frankfurters.
Right.
Yeah.
Or like the ladies with Harleys that have the big leather thing that they tie around their ponytail so it doesn't fly everywhere.
Remember Bowfinger with Steve Martin and
Eddie Murphy.
Eddie Murphy. Mm-hmm. Steve Martin had a fake clip-on.
Pretentious ponytail.
When he took meetings, where's my ponytail?
And I think he had one in My Blue Moon too.
My
Blue Heaven, whatever.
Oh, that's the one where one of them is
Rick Moranis,
gangster.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know, they switched roles in that. They did rehearsals. Oh. They did rehearsals with Steve Martin being the gangster, and no, I guess Steve Martin was the gangster.
Was the gangster?
Steve Martin being the FBI agent, Rick Moranis. Was
I
the
used
gangster.
To love that movie when I was a kid.
You like that movie?
I loved it.
No kidding.
Yeah. That and was it Roxanne? No.
Roxanne was good.
Roxanne.
Yeah.
With the where he has the big nose.
Dvorak story.
Yeah. With who was the girl in that? Was it
Daryl Hannah.
Mm-hmm. She'll always be a mermaid.
Really?
To me, I think so.
She'll always have a boy's name.
Or her name could be Hannah Daryl.
Maybe they changed it.
She kind of had a rough rough exit with Jackson Brown. If you remember.
Yeah.
She did what happened.
There were some physical...
him or her.
Stories about him being physical with Daryl, I guess.
Aww.
I don't know if they're true or not.
You wouldn't think it.
You wouldn't think.
Jackson's... I wouldn't fuck with her.
But I mean, Paul Simon and Edie Brickell.
See, my money, if that is a pay-per-view, I'm betting the house on Edie. Edie's going to kick his ass, right?
Paul Simon?
Yeah.
Who's not kicking his ass?
Paul Simon is, first of all, 5
Which
feet.
Which one's Paul Simon?
The short one in Simon and Garfunkel.
I actually have a Garfunkel story.
Oh, Don't Call Me Al.
Yes. One of your favorite songs? Yeah.
You know who I get confused? Paul Simon and who's the playwright that has Simon in his name?
Neil Simon.
Get them confused all the time. Yeah. All the time. I thought it was the same person forever.
David, did you meet Art Garfunkel?
I learned a valuable lesson in interviewing technique. I had a phone interview with Art, and about halfway through the interview... This was long after the Simon and Garfunkel breakup, obviously. and I asked Art, you know, Art has that high, beautiful harmony sound accent to Paul's melody. And I asked Art, do you ever wonder what you might have added to, like, Paul Simon's Graceland album?
Oh.
A huge Grammy album of the year.
All right.
Sure.
All right.
He said, I don't like that question. Why don't you go ask Paul what he could have added to one of my solo albums?
Ooh.
Oh. I guess.
You know, those gold and platinum Art Garfunkel records that we all...
Right, good point. Good point. Good point.
You didn't bring that up to him, though, did
no,
you?
No, we just kind of... We struggled for about another 10 minutes.
That must be hard, though, being on the other end of that, because when you're interviewing someone, you don't know how many interviews they did before you and how many they have after you, and you don't know what kind of mood you're going to catch, and if the last guy before you was a giant dick and he's going to take it out on you.
So the lesson I learned is, if you have a question that you think might be agitating, save that for the
end.
Save it for the end.
Leave it to the last.
Yeah, there you go. Because it wrecked the rest of your interview, kind of. Yeah.
As Bon Jovi would say, caustic. Maybe it's a caustic question. You saved that.
Caustic.
I grew up in Mooresville.
You don't? I didn't know.
The Indiana Bon Giovannis.
Yeah. Is that really his last name?
Yeah. Bon Giovanni. Yeah. John Bon Giovanni or something.
And you look Italian.
And I don't
either.
Even think that's. I don't know. I think he's a.
Italians don't
creation
get
of
highlights.
3M or something.
He's a little man.
Didn't we have that conversation one day? What rock groups were created by corporations? And yours,
Green Day.
Green Day.
I can't get on.
You contend everything Green Day's ever done is calculated.
And I don't even know who told me this. Okay, this is such a Tom Griswold thing. Someone told me this. I've never fact checked. I don't know anything. That none of these guys. No, I mean Tom fact checks. I'm sorry, I didn't mean that. But that none of them could play instruments. They found these guys with this look, and they were like, "Yeah, aren't they Canadian?"
No, North Bay.
Oh, so then they taught them how to play these instruments and just did it.
Yeah. You know, though they were.
Do you think that's true?
I didn't know. I didn't know you when they came. They were on the X-103 down the hall when we were back there. They were on in the afternoon, and they really did. And I did afternoons and or middays or whatever the hell I was doing. But they really did. Almost, it seemed like they were forcing themselves to cause havoc and create, like we spray painted a couple things back in the back, and you know they really seemed like it wasn't genuine. It was
their
kind of
punk
forced.
Rock credentials have always kind of been under
suspicion.
I'm a big fan of a peer band of theirs, Rancid.
Now I've heard of them. I'm not familiar with any of their music. I do like Green Day. Wake me when September. I
Dookie.
Love
no
I like Dookie.
I like a lot of their songs.
I can't get on board. I guess the nail in the coffin with me and Green Day was when they did the Graduation song. And I'm just like, anybody that writes this. And it's just like, you know, and I don't know. The only guy that got away with that was the singer-songwriter. And it ended up, and he didn't mean for it to be a wedding song. What's his name?
Edwin McCain.
I'll be. Is that it?
Yeah,
and it ended up being the wedding.
But then he, you could tell that the next song he had like that, they told him to. You
give
need
us
to go.
Another one of those.
You need to.
What was it?
Give us another one of those.
Butterfly Kisses.
No.
Oh. That was the. That's a father daughter song. So I thought I'd follow up with that.
That's true. It was something like "You're My Love" or something.
Mm. Did this episode begin with the Bob Schneider rap song?
It did.
Mudhouse.
I like that song.
You like that song? It's a good song.
What do you like on Bob Schneider? You like Bob Schneider? You like Bob Schneider? Are you going to go to the Rathskeller July 27th?
I really should.
You really should.
You are a champion for Bob Schneider.
I am. I like the guy. It's so weird. Here's how that happened, and I told this on another podcast.
A champion for the way he looks.
But all right. Steve Poltz was here, and I said, "Do you, Steve?" Steve was here with the Rugburns, and he came back a couple times, and then I decided,
how do you get Rugburn?
It was the name of his group.
Oh,
Eddie Vedder, right? Yeah. Anyway. I said, do you know Ryan Adams? You ever met him? He goes, yeah, he's, and I go, yeah, I really enjoy Ryan and Whiskey Town and all that. He goes, Ryan can be a little difficult.
Yeah.
And he goes, you know, if you like Ryan Adams, you should check out a guy named Bob Schneider. And all I knew was Lonely Land and Metal and Steel or whatever, and Bullets. And I thought, oh, okay. But I asked Bob on the podcast. There's a special, because they released Lonely Land independently in Austin, and there's a big story behind that, but then a major record label picked it up, and they had to make it a little different, so they released the Texas mix of Lonely Land, and they put a song called King of the World on it, and I just, that was it. It was love at first listen. I went back and got the Californian, and Songs Under the Onion Tree, and... It's just, and his Unpromised Land, the great lady, and Ford, and he's friends with Rachel Ray. I just love her. And
do you really?
Rachel Ray?
Yeah.
Well, heck yeah.
You do?
Yeah. I saw her on the Food Channel before she got all her talk shows, and I said, she's got that that chutzpah. Yeah. She's got spunk. I hate spunk, Lou Grant. But yeah, I knew she was going to be a star before she was. But yeah, I just love Bob Schneider. We need to go to Austin, me and you, Dave.
That'd be a great trip.
Wouldn't that be great? Like South, but South by Southwest, Bob tells me, and Pulte agrees, it's become...
Yeah, let's go to ACL.
Giant.
Mm-hmm. Austin City Limits Fest. That's what
there
we should
go
to.
Ooh. With I just started following them on Instagram.
Austin City Limits.
That's a good, mm-hmm. That's a good... He's done a couple of those, hasn't he, Schneider? Yeah. Okay. That'd be good.
What about Bonnaroo? Do you ever go? Never been?
I've heard.
I kind of want to go. It's this weekend.
A friend of mine.
Let's go. You
that
guys
I've,
ready?
A friend of Can't mine that I've never so. Met.
A friend of yours you've never met.
Laura Duncan. Works at TTS. She goes to Bonnaroo every year, and she put some pictures up today. She's got her rain boots out, and she's on her way. And our friend Brian, who lives in
Dorfman,
Nashville, he tries to go to Bonnaroo. He gets the RV.
But he has has like a $500,000 RV that he takes. It's a little different.
He says that even with that advantage, it's muddy. Obviously, it depends
it's
on
muddy.
If it rains or not. It's muddy.
It's muddy. Just immediately associate Bonnaroo with mud.
Mud. That's what I hear. Mud.
I just want to be somewhere where there's a toilet.
Yeah.
That's what I think of with Bonnaroo, is that I need all access. Because if I don't, remember that time we went on a houseboat and you couldn't number two when you wanted to?
That's true.
I had to number two the whole time. I'm so sorry.
Knowing
that I can't. Yeah, change it.
She
wrecked
has problems
my vacation.
With a port-a-john atmosphere.
Then, no, more than somebody telling me when I can and can't do what I want to do. In any aspect.
Yeah, that's pretty much.
Yeah, I can hover a port-a-john.
There have been times when Indianapolis has, I think, really lucked out. But now it's not such an advantage. But in years past, because of the distances between Bonnaroo and Tennessee and where Lollapalooza is in Chicago,
yeah.
We often would get bands, like really good bands, would play Indianapolis the day before or the day after their festival show. And it's like a real show. I prefer a real show to a festival show.
Yeah.
But now these festivals have, they call them distance clauses.
Oh.
Where they say you can't play a city within X miles.
We have that on the comedy tour. Some of the comedians
That's true.
That if we're going to be in Dayton, Ohio, you can't be in.
Yeah, I kind of started that rule, so I guess I shouldn't say it.
Yeah, I kind of knew that. That's why I brought it up. Hmm.
But we got a Radiohead show 1 year because of that, and that was cool.
I am alarmed at how many Radiohead songs I like. I don't know how they Lucky, and what's that other one?
Lucky,
it's
too.
That's the mainstream.
No.
Yeah. They're a completely different band than what they used to be.
Right? Yeah. Didn't they end Death Cab for Cutie? I'm alarmed at how many. I like Transatlanticism or whatever the hell that is.
Yeah.
And... I will eat your soul or whatever. What's that song? You know what I'm talking about.
Right now, the band from Seattle that I'm surprised that I like as much as I do is The Head and the Heart.
Mm-hmm.
The Head and the Heart. Oh, I've heard of them. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I wish they were playing here this summer, but they're not.
Make a call.
I wish.
You seem kind of bummed out about this summer.
Use my
about
name.
About the shows coming through. What are you excited about?
Arctic Monkeys.
Okay.
That'll be a good rock
Arctic
and roll
Monkeys
show.
Are very, I keep, how does that happen? I keep hearing their names, and friends of mine are going, have you heard Arctic Monkeys? I think they're that band this summer.
Yeah.
They got a lot of good buzz going.
Yeah.
And tell you what, if you're a country music fan, Indianapolis is an A++.
No
market.
Shit. What is that about?
You know, some of that, I just don't, because
no, I mean, I can get behind it.
I love Whiskey Town. I love
that's
some of
not
Ryan's.
Country.
No,
that's
but,
not country
but it's
music.
So close.
No,
but,
it's not. Well,
but I hear no, that. Not. I hear the country, no, and I just want to kill myself.
No, that's Western. That's what you're listening to is Western.
Americana or
Americana
whatever.
Western.
There are
music.
Guys like Dierks Bentley and Eric Church. I dig them quite a bit.
Yeah, I like them. I like Eric Church has this song, the John Mellencamp song. Isn't it? Does it? He mentions John Mellencamp.
Springsteen.
Yeah. Yep, close. I was almost there.
Dave, how did this all start for you back in 98? You're looking around and all of a sudden you're in Indianapolis.
Yeah, yeah. I grew up in central Illinois.
Mm. Oh, like Bloomington?
Town,
normal?
An hour north of Bloomington.
Huh.
My hometown has 1,300 people.
What's the name of it?
Gosh.
I bet I've been through it. What's the name?
Chatsworth.
No.
It's on Route 24.
Chatsworth. Nope, don't know.
Yeah.
Nope.
I've been all through Illinois. You know where Beloit is? That's in Wisconsin.
That's
northern
Wisconsin.
Illinois.
Yep. I know it's not in Illinois.
When I was 10 years old, my parents gave me a subscription to Sports Illustrated.
Yeah?
And so I was like, I don't want to be a sports writer. And I became a music writer eventually.
Yeah.
Right before I came to Indianapolis, I worked for a paper in Northwest Indiana.
So it's always been newspaper.
Yeah.
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 It seems to me like when I first heard about you, I don't know, who was the guy before you at the Star?
Mark Allen.
Mark D. Allen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
D?
No, his middle initial was D. Am I right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not an insult.
M-A-R-C.
C.
D. Mm-hmm. A-L-L-A-N.
Like Richard Marx? No, that's different.
No, that's a different.
That's
that
not
don't
even close.
Mean nothing.
Yeah, I was lucky when I was hired at the Star. I was like surrounded by icons of music critics.
Right.
Zach Duncan hired me.
Zach Duncan.
He was like the original music critic in this town.
As far as the two music critics you mentioned, I really enjoyed Zach Duncan.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
And Mike Redmond.
Yeah.
He was the Indianapolis News critic through the 80s and
Mike
part of the 90s.
Mike and I used to hang out at concerts. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
And Mark brought a lot of attitude
mm-hmm.
and opinions to his,
yeah,
his work.
Sure. I wonder where he is. Where is he still
around? He's the top public relations guy for Butler University right here in Indianapolis.
There you go.
So I could drive to his house from here? Oh, okay, good. That's good. That's good to know.
Oh, you probably have a horrible story, don't you?
Only entirely.
Here's one nice anecdote about Mark.
Okay. I'd be interested
he's
to
been,
hear this.
He's been married for a long time. Mm-hmm. I think one of his daughters just graduated from college. The first date he and his wife went on, they were going to college in Boston. They drove to New York City to see Pink Floyd's The Wall in concert.
Oh, wow.
Now, that's a gutsy first date.
No
Holy
kidding.
Moly.
Yeah.
I didn't know he had that in him to do stuff like that. Maybe I totally misjudged him. You think that's possible?
Maybe he has a similar story about you.
My only story about Mark is he kind of got shoved down my throat at some point. Not physically, but I mean, he was like intent on doing some sort of story about me at a time in my life when my...
Oh, did he do the story?
No, that was Abe
Amador.
And I didn't want any part of it because, you know,
I
was getting ready to have a nervous breakdown and move to San Diego.
Oh, okay.
Mr. Allen, if you don't mind, right. I'd like to leave. But, Marty really likes him. Or liked him, or still does, I guess. Marty Bender, our buddy Marty Bender.
Then I like him.
Well, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
I went to a Pink Floyd concert once.
I did too.
You did? Did you go to the one at the RCA Dome?
Yep.
Yeah, me too.
That's a Marty story.
I was in eighth grade.
All right.
That's post.
So,
that's post Waters.
It was the
Floyd.
First time I smelled pot. I didn't know what it was. I was like, what does that smell?
Waters tour, and when they played "Wish You Were Here," everybody's like, "This is about Roger. They're all singing to Roger. I know they are." David misses him. No, but Marty came up to me that day and said, you want to go see the Pink Floyd show? I go, I don't know, I don't know, Marty, you know, it's mm-hmm. at the Dome. Mm-hmm. And he goes, money, like that. I go, okay, all right, give me the ticket. So he didn't tell me where the seats were.
It's like Damone selling tickets in Fast Times, singing the songs.
The mama's all right. So I show the guy our tickets, and we keep walking. And
who's we?
Keep walking. A person. Uh-huh. And I keep walking, and I keep walking. It was like
very close.
Six rows.
Wow.
Was it really?
On the floor, yeah. And the big, it was the big circle.
Yeah,
a light show.
Yeah,
the,
oh yeah.
And one went out at one point.
Oh,
I never
I
will
remember.
Forget it. Yeah, it was a great show.
It was my first contact eye, apparently,
fine show.
Too.
Now, my dome, by the time I got here, the dome concerts pretty much phased
stopped.
Out.
Yeah.
I saw one show that could be considered a pop rock show at the dome. It was NSYNC.
Now, you like the NSYNC, right?
I did. NSYNC got really popular at the end of high school, into college a little bit. So I was kind of in their wheelhouse, maybe a little bit older.
Mm-hmm. I mean, good for JT. He's really made something of himself.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess he's all right.
Yeah, what I read something. Those people who were putting the Mickey Mouse Club together, they kind of knew what they were doing.
Yeah.
No,
you know,
kidding.
If you look at it, Gosling, just Gosling and Timberlake alone, not Spears and Christina. They, Reggie Miller used to have a, it was called the Reggie Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And true story, NSYNC was.
Yeah, real early.
Real early.
Really?
NSYNC, because Shazay or whatever, SCH, he's a giant Redskins fan.
Oh, yeah.
So all of them are in the lane next to ours. And I'm talking to, I guess, Timberlake. I don't know, but had no idea. Grandpa didn't know who they were. We're just I'm having a great time. And we're talking about the Redskins, and I think it was, I can't remember what year it was. I think we're talking about North Turner, so it was late 90s, I would guess.
Yep, yep.
So, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
But then I later, put it together, and it's like, oh.
That's who that was.
Yeah, those guys are pretty good, especially that one guy.
Is New Kids New Kids on the Block coming in concert this year?
Backstreet.
Backstreet Boys. I can't get on board with that.
No, that was my main.
Not a fan.
Protest with The End, that movie, with Seth Rogen.
Oh, yeah.
They had
Backstreet comes on at the end, and there's a brand new Backstreet's Back and all this stuff.
No way.
They all go to heaven, and one of them makes a wish, and the wish is to see the Backstreet Boys. End a movie. It's just as magnificent as I've made it sound.
New Kids on the Block was here last summer, I think.
Were they?
With Boys to Men.
They have some dedicated fans.
That was my very first concert that you were at with your daughter, too.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. She was 12, 13, something like that.
I don't know.
Yeah.
My dad let me sit on his shoulders the whole concert.
Oh, my God.
I know.
You're heavy.
I know. I was a big 8-year-old.
You're a big 8-year-old. You haven't changed size since 8 years old.
I don't think so. No. I don't think I've grown at all.
We went to a White River. White River.
What did we do?
The lawn at White River State Park.
Can we change the name of that?
It's the Farm Bureau Insurance lawn at White River State Park.
They're calling it the FBI, though, White River.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
God, I found a picture from that concert. It was Ray LaMontagne. We are fat.
Yeah, we're fat kids.
We are huge.
It was truly a fat kids weekend.
I'll give you that picture because.
Yeah, we need to put it up on the.
But we lost a whole person between the two of us since then.
At
my gosh.
We're giant.
it's amazing.
Can you play anything? Are you a musician? You dabble?
As a kid, I took piano lessons, and I played trombone through eighth grade.
I played trombone for one magnificent fall.
Did you really?
Mm-hmm.
First chair?
God, no.
Third chair.
I'm 6 weeks.
I've never surprised, and it always is an acknowledgement of something cool about a person when the trombone thread is connected.
There's something about playing the trombone.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's that only musical instrument can do the, I'm not sure what the name of it is, but it can
slide.
No other instrument can do that.
Mm. I just wish that a teacher at some point would have introduced me to like some cool jazz guys.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right? Because is there somebody like
J.J. Johnson, straight out of Indianapolis, was a good
A trombonist like... Yeah. The sax player,
like
who's
Coltrane?
Like the John Coltrane of the trombone.
Right.
Who would that be?
Lyle Lovett. Doesn't he play something? No.
No, clarinet? He's got a lot of horns in the large.
Are you thinking of Leon Redbone?
I don't know.
Leon Redbone. It's hard to tell what she's thinking.
Yeah, most of my thoughts aren't connected, but there is like one, usually something that I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how it does it.
What do you find is, with the concerts and the live music that you see, what do you find is the most, you always go, oh, I wish they hadn't done that.
Yeah, when the cheese factor is just
drum
like,
solos, but you don't see those very often.
I mean, is
anymore.
It like the way they handle tickets, or is it the t-shirts at the end, or is it?
I guess you're the same way we are with comedy. We've seen so many comedy shows that it takes something pretty big to make us go, okay, that was fucking funny.
A little bit, yeah. But I still get a charge out of just the crowd. Every crowd is different.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
That's what makes me not go to a concert, is the crowd.
Yeah, I kind of like moving in and out of the margins just of these fandoms.
Yeah,
and I just get to be an observer guy.
So you're like a professional people watcher.
A little bit.
Yeah, kind of.
You know, I had we had a conversation with Jimmy Pardo on the podcast.
No.
And yes, we did.
Oh, okay.
And I was of the assumption until this podcast with Pardo that we did that I always said that if a comedian had a bad show, it was the comedian's fault.
Mm-hmm.
It was the old poor mm-hmm. workman blames his tools. You know,
wow.
I said if the comedian's funny, he's funny. I don't care what the crowd is. And Jimmy, who I respect immensely, he convinced me. Yeah, there is such a thing as a shitty crowd, and they can wreck a fucking show if they want to.
Mm-hmm.
And it's absolutely the truth.
Is that the case in music too?
Have you seen it?
I think I'm probably more attuned to good crowds that raise a performance.
Sure.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
There's this guy who performs as Bon Iver, and
Bon. We've been calling him Bon Iver or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
That guy.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
That guy.
Oh, I love that song.
Yeah. How's he say his name?
Bon Iver.
Are you serious?
See, all of a sudden, I don't like him because of that.
Bon Iver sounds way cooler.
Bon Iver, I'm interested. I'm engaged. Bon Iver, getting my coat. We're leaving, honey. Let's go.
Bon Iver, it sounds like, I mean, it's...
He's from Indiana.
A shtick. No.
you got Bon Jovi, you got Bon Iver, you got...
It's all the Bonds.
There you go.
Oh, no way. Bon Iver. I got to erase that shit from my iPad.
I know. You got it on there.
I can't even.
But he had a great crowd in Indianapolis one time, and you could just tell how grateful he was that like people were getting what he was doing.
Yeah, but did not get his name.
Right.
No. God, you just changed my life. Like that... I don't
she
even...
was really and your brother Josh is into him too.
Yeah,
right?
He's the one that told me about it.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, I'm gotta text him right now. Listen.
Kanye's worked with him.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh, well, he just keeps falling.
Yeah. I'm a creative genius. There's no other way to put it.
What is that?
It's Kanye West.
No, it's not.
Did he or did he not say that, Dave?
He speaks of himself as like
nobody talks like
yeah,
that.
No, kind of
I'm a creative genius. That is dead on Kanye West.
Is it really?
Kind of.
I don't know. No, thank you.
Look, this is my podcast,
yes.
Okay? And I'm the leader.
Your Kanye
right?
can sound however you want.
I don't do any impressions,
want.
So.
No.
Would you ever, because I've thought about, and damn it, I'm doing it this vacation. I keep saying, because I've got accommodations in Austin.
Driving Route 66? That's what I want to do.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Dave, did I ask you what you wanted to fucking do? I've got a house in Austin I can stay at. Bob's going to be there in our when we break in July. And damn it, I'm going to do
you
it.
You just
this.
Made it sound like you have a house in Austin.
A friend
you
of mine
a
has a house that's
that
going to let me
in
stay
Austin.
In his house. And it's a beautiful house.
Mm-hmm.
Has a pool.
Yeah.
But my question, actually, would you, because I wanted to do I want to follow Bob around for like a month.
Yeah.
Or like
have
two
you ever
or three
done
weeks.
That? Like you know, a deadhead
because,
thing?
Didn't Kiefer Sutherland follow... Rocco DeLuca or somebody around.
Yeah. Did he
and
really?
They made a documentary. Yeah. And I thought, oh, that, I'm sure they just put in the good parts. They didn't put in the, Mr. Sutherland can't find his.
Did you watch it?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. What song? Oh, Colorful? Yeah, Rocco DeLuca?
Yeah,
she's pretty good.
Shoes. I love
shoes.
That shoes.
Shoes.
Yeah.
Shoes.
New shoes.
New shoes.
Yeah. Feeling all right?
Yeah.
Yep. That's how it
anyway,
goes.
Anyway, would you ever do that? And it sounds like you would. And who would it be?
That's not Rocco.
Wilco?
Okay.
Fugazi? Right. They no longer play.
I like Wilco.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was just listening to, no, that's Sunvolt. I get those guys mixed up every time.
Yeah, actually, yeah. When Wilco had a record called Being There that came out in 96, 97, just because I live near Chicago and I could go to so many shows. I think I saw 8 shows on that tour.
Now we saw together, separately, Ryan Adams at the House of Blues, and that was a pretty damn good show. That was a good show.
There was once an Americana tour around that same time that was Old 97s,
yep.
Whiskey Town,
yep.
The Pickets, and somebody
else. I don't know The Pickets. I knew I'd need a pen for this show. Yeah. Right.
Paolo Nutini does new shoes.
That's right.
Oh, sorry, that's yeah. Right.
But Colorful is Rocco Di Luca.
It is Colorful, yeah.
Boy, did I mess that one up?
I'm waiting.
It is Colorful.
I'm waiting.
What do you want me to do?
For an apology.
For what?
No, I was the one who messed it up. I am sorry.
I was just looking. You.
I was just looking for an apology from her about something.
No.
Okay. The Pickets? Is that anything about General George Pickett? Anything like that?
No. They were...
Picket Fences? Don't Fence Me In? Some larger meaning?
No.
The last name's Pickett.
Yeah. I don't know if they've even done anything in the past 15 or 16 years.
Picket Fences. Was that a TV show?
Yes. It was.
Oh.
Tom Skerritt.
Is that the guy from Steel Magnolias?
Yes.
Oh, look at that. That's exciting.
He was also in MASH.
No, he wasn't.
What the hell you think you are? Cannon? Yeah.
That was like one time?
MASH. No, the movie.
Oh, see, I don't know fucking about the movie.
Kiefer Sutherland's father was in MASH, the movie.
Shut up.
And
Robert Altman film, right?
Robert Altman film, who I love.
What's the last decent show they made that was a movie, made it into a TV series?
Oh, geez, that's a tough one.
There's not. It was MASH. Who else did it?
It had to be
was Cheers a movie first?
Mm-hmm. I'd like to check out this Fargo. I haven't seen it.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Fargo is
good call.
Outstanding. It's outstanding. And there's a lot of similar items, for lack of a better term, in the TV series that was in also in the movie.
What does Billy Bob do? Is he a good guy, bad guy?
Billy Bob Thornton's in it?
Billy Bob is a badass and would kick Javier Bardem's ass.
Wow.
In No Country for Old Men. Wow. Yeah,
no
he's
way.
He's kind of a
That's
badass.
Saying something.
Yeah.
Did they put anybody in a wood chopper?
No, but he shot 3 guys in an elevator.
That's
three,
all I remember from
two
Fargo.
Women and a guy in an elevator in the last episode I saw.
And pregnant. Then the girl was pregnant.
One of my all-time favorite snow globes, and I have a snow globe collection, is...
Hold it.
Fargo. Fargo, and you shake it in like blood and snow at the same time.
I like it. That's awesome.
There's a pregnant police officer.
What's her name?
I
like her.
Oh, in the movie?
Yeah.
Frances McDormand.
Yeah, she's in the movie where they shoot Brad Pitt in the face.
Yeah, she's in Burn After Reading. Yes. She also works at the health club.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, you just gave the end of Burn After Reading away.
Well, somebody should have fucking told me, because I don't handle that stuff well.
We were having a nice time watching that movie until Brad Pitt got shot in the face.
It's just out of nowhere. Like, he's in the closet and they shoot him in the face.
It's all muscle memory that's in the movie.
It scared me.
You do movies too, right? You're entertainment. You did not
you just did a Fault in Our Stars.
Yeah.
How was it?
Oh yeah, I saw your Instagrams. You had a lot of pictures. And,
So yeah, since 1998, I've kind of been waiting for like some musician to break out of Indianapolis and become a big star.
Mm-hmm.
But it turns out that a novelist of all people,
right?
John Green is the rock star I've been waiting for.
He is the shit.
Yeah.
And. I was lucky enough to interview John before
all this happened.
And he's been very kind in terms of access.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So I went to Nashville. They had a fan event in Nashville where I got some red carpet practice. And that day I got to talk to the actors. I went to New York last week for the
premiere. Yeah.
Right.
And it wasn't so, they weren't really pushing the actors toward the Indianapolis star, though.
Right.
But I did get to talk to John and John's brother Hank and Willem Dafoe.
Right.
Is in the film.
What? Right. Who does he play?
He plays Van Houten. Van Houten, the kind of jerky author they go to Amsterdam to meet.
That's who that is. That's good casting. Who does Mike Birbiglia play?
Oh, and I saw Mike. Yeah. I saw Mike at the carpet. He plays the support group.
The support. That's exactly what I thought. I didn't even know. I assumed that was him. Yeah.
A lot of ball humor.
Yeah, that's what that. There is, well, in the story, that's the yeah.
Ball humor?
That's what they call him.
I have not read this book.
So, you haven't? Mm-hmm. Oh.
So it was my first red carpet, really, ever.
Right.
This New York premiere.
Yeah.
And Willem Dafoe's made like 80 films, right?
Oh,
right.
My gosh.
And so I'm standing, I'm between like Beyond the Trailer and Fox TV on the red carpet. It was a blue carpet, actually, coded to the book.
Oh, yeah, the book's coded.
And so I see Dafoe just basically making a beeline far away from all the writer, all the press, right? And I'm just like, I'm going for it.
Do it.
I liberated myself from the velvet rope.
Right.
Angled so I would intercept him, like I was Deion Sanders or something.
Had the angle.
And I stopped him and I introduced myself. I said, I write for John Green's hometown newspaper. Do you have a second to answer some questions? And this is something I learned, that everybody has a handler
on the carpet.
Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And he looked at his handler and said, ask the woman. Which I thought was an interesting way to say that. So I did look to her, and she didn't seem too fired up about it, but she didn't shut me down.
Right.
So I proceeded, and I said, what did John add, or how was it helpful to have John on the set?
Right.
He's like, John who? Okay, John Green. And he's like, oh yeah, John's cool. He's very helpful, you know, good source. He's where all this came from.
Right.
Right. And as the author of the book. And then I just, I had seen the film before that night, and I told him that his portrayal of Van Houten made me feel more empathy than the book.
Than the book did, because he was a dick in the book. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not to wreck it.
And he said, cool, thanks. I felt that was part of my job. And that was it. He dove into the arms of all these girls on the other side and started taking selfies with them.
Right.
It was just, to me, a hilarious juxtaposition of how non into the one thing he was,
and then into
right.
Gee, I wonder why he was doing that.
I don't know.
Just trying to.
He's in Boondock Saints, one of my favorite movies.
Yeah.
Yeah, good movie. Yeah.
The first one,
Jesus Christ in The Last Temptation of Christ.
Yeah. Oh. He was in Platoon.
Yeah.
He's in.
I think he made a movie or two with Mickey Rourke back in Mickey's Good Days.
One of my favorite roles, it's really understated, is that he's the police captain in American Psycho.
He was the police captain in Boondock Saints.
He's great in that. You don't know if Christian Bale's, well, you know he's insane, but you don't know what happened and what didn't happen. And
I don't want
you. I find that movie to be one of the funniest movies ever.
Oh, God. Huey Lewis in the News. A lot of people say this CD. Yeah. American Psycho. Oh, yeah.
Really?
That movie has a lot to do with why Christian Bale is my favorite Batman. I can't explain that. That's
why
my brain works.
What voice does Christian Bale do in American Psycho?
He uses his own voice.
Are you sure?
Here's the thing. Okay. I don't argue with the fact that I don't know why Christian Bale talks like this when he's Batman. Yeah, I guess that's just what he thought he
should
do. He's
not American, is he?
No, he's English. Yeah, he's right. As a kid, he's Empire of the Sun.
Wow.
He's the kid in, he's like...
Empire of the Sun.
8 or 9 years old.
Is that the Eddie Murphy movie?
No, Golden Child.
That's Golden Child.
Go. Okay. Sorry.
What is it like in your brain?
It's not. It just doesn't stop. It doesn't stop.
Okay, we got
Do you know?
Go? Yes, go. Question right here. Yeah.
The concession stand at a big time Hollywood premiere.
is it just as expensive?
Everything is complimentary.
Shut up.
What? Are you kidding me?
No.
We go up, get a couple popcorns and a soda. How much that cost us?
Nothing.
Zero.
But that's a trickle down. That's why we pay so much for these premieres. That's what happened.
Probably true.
That's what it is. It's like insurance for the movie theater.
So I'm in the theater and I see.
Pass it down.
I see one person, like, of the whole principals in the theater. And who is it? Willem Dafoe.
Who?
Willem Dafoe.
Willem Dafoe again. Yeah. And you're coming at him.
Yeah.
Oh, I would have gone right up to him.
It's Willem?
Willem. It is.
Okay.
I actually...
Like Rafe?
I had
Rafe,
a...
Rafe? Ralph, Rafe, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Willem. No, I...
No, A?
E-M.
No. I-M?
Two L's and an E-M.
W-I-L-L-E-M.
Yeah. Oh, E-M.
I was at the airport leaving New York the next morning, and one of my former colleagues texted me and said, this is cool, but you misspelled Willem Dafoe's name.
Oh.
And I'm like, really? What? But it was correct.
Was it?
Oh.
And I bet it was Mark D. Allen.
No.
Oh.
Daggone it. That would have made it.
That would have been awesome. Callback.
Nice.
No.
Callback. So you did. You do movies, and you just sort of did books. Yeah. You did books. You do music. What's your?
He does podcasts.
He does podcasts.
Have you covered any other podcasts?
Anybody else?
Not in this way.
That's not. Yeah, it's not worth it, right? Yeah.
I like
all the other ones are. Okay.
I like what Marc Maron does.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He had a great episode with Benmont Tench from the Heartbreakers. Tom Petty.
I
the Heartbreakers.
Saw that come up, and I haven't had a chance to listen to it yet. But I bet it is. Yeah.
Yeah. I used to listen to Garland until he was on this show.
Garland quit his.
He up
and quit his at the first of the year.
Did he?
He hasn't done a new one since the end of 13.
Thank you. Thank you,
His
Jeff.
Show's horrible, too, that ABC show.
Oh, yeah, but it's still on. I love Wendy McClendon Covey. Yeah, she's that 911.
Yeah. It just has a mean-spirited undercurrent.
He's just...
And I love the guy from...
Mean person.
Just Shoot Me.
David Spade?
No.
Oh, right. Oh.
The grandpa in that.
Is this... Oh, George Segal.
Yes.
Yes. And that the Look Who's Talking. He's the baby's daddy. And Look Who's Talking, too. Also.
That's right. He is.
Mm-hmm. And, giant dick.
And John Travolta comes in and sweeps her off. You know, the babies can talk in that. Your opinion on talking babies in movies. Go.
I got nothing.
What's
nothing?
Your favorite?
No. What about dinosaurs? Do you remember that TV show where the baby dinosaur talked? I love that.
Not the mama. Not the mama. Mm-hmm. Remember dinosaur?
Don't remember that?
I have a friend of mine who looks like one of them. My point is, who was I talking? It must have been Griswold. I was talking. I like that. I'm not going to call him Tom anymore. I'm just going to call him Griswold.
Well, every time you say it,
I'd like
think
to give him a hip-hop mixtape.
Would you really?
We were talking about that this morning because there's some rap that's really good.
And we haven't covered the fact that Chick's name is featured in a rap song.
Yeah, some rapper, and I forget the name.
Uh-huh. Setting says something about setting his alarm and waking up to Chick McGee.
And Chick McGee wakes me up in the morning.
Nice.
Yeah. It's awesome. But it's nerd rap. It's like a whole nother genre of rap.
We were exposed to it at Indie PopCon.
Yeah.
Did you get PopCon?
No. I was in New York.
He was in New York.
Oh, that's right. You were on blue carpet to match the
So board. what's the next big concert that you're looking forward to? No?
Depending on when this airs.
It'll be tomorrow. Right, yeah, probably.
Wow.
I don't know. Yeah.
You guys are great.
Oh, yeah.
It's this new producer.
We've got a whole new staff. We've got this thing all streamlined and nailed down now.
I have the Avid Brothers on Saturday night at the Lawn.
That's good.
And then...
Is it Ray LaMontagne tomorrow night?
He is. I'm not going to be at that one.
Are you going to Zubilation?
I'm not going to Zubilation.
What are you doing?
So many things.
Do you have
things.
A date? Court? Where are you doing?
Wait a minute. Is Zubilation tomorrow night?
Yep. Yeah.
Man, I'm glad right now I'm...
You don't like Zubilation?
I like everybody at Zubilation. I love the zoo.
You don't have some crazy cummerbund to drop on somebody?
I just... That whole thing... Never dreaded anything like I did having to go to Zubilation. It's always 90 degrees and you're in a tuxedo.
But you don't have to. It's a whole new thing now. I was just talking to somebody about this.
You don't have to wear a tuxedo?
You don't have to wear a tuxedo. The new thing is shorts and a jacket. If you want to wear a jacket, you wear a tie.
We should have the podcast presence out there.
I think it's a little late for that.
Next year, turn Zubilation on
orangutan.
Its ass. It is orangutan year, right?
Orangutan party.
Where was
it? Supposed to wear orange.
Orange.
Lots of orange.
I like the Dutch orange World Cup. World Cup is underway, yo.
Are you a soccer fan?
At this time, every 4 years, I'd
love
the World Cup.
You know, I watched the World Cup last time, and I enjoyed it.
What I loved last time, though, was, and your schedule probably like this also, is that the games were all before noon.
That's right. Everything was on, like, now. I mean, Brazil's like an hour ahead of us or whatever.
Yeah, I think the Brazil breakdown is going to be like noon, 3, and 6.
Yeah, but I mean, that's perfect. You go home at noon, watch a soccer game, play with the dog.
But whenever, I'm always watching the people in the stands during the game.
I like a vuvuzela. I think I'm very much in the minority, but.
Are they back?
It reminds me of that
thing.
70s American League Baseball.
Oh, yeah.
They'd be like 20 people in the game, and you just hear
it's like that scene in Major League with the two guys in the center field when they first start winning. They're trying to do the wave, and they've got the drum, and they're dressed like Indians.
I remember that.
I enjoy that movie.
Tomorrow night, I'm going to be at the WZPL Birthday Bash. It's the first concert at the renovated...
You son of a bitch.
Indiana State Fair Coliseum, the retrofit job they did on that room is amazing.
Is it?
I have heard.
That's awesome.
It is spectacular.
There's a guy, Teeny Tiny World, we did the podcast at the State Fair this year, and we met the guy. It was one of the guys who was sort of kind of in charge of one of the parts of doing the inside of the Coliseum. He's a Redskins fan, and he said, you're not going to believe it. It's just amazing.
Stunning.
I haven't seen it yet, and I can't wait.
Yeah.
Okay, the only quote I saw about it was somebody was like, it's like the Taj Mahal of the Midwest, and I was like,
Well, that's all right.
You think so?
Well,
Indianapolis Motor Speedway is the Taj
that,
Mahal.
If you're going to pick
Midwest.
Something, let's go Motor Speedway.
It's very, very nice.
Yeah.
And it doesn't smell like burned popcorn anymore.
Ouch!
I liked it though. It smelled like a roller rink to me. That's why I liked it.
The last time I was at the Fairgrounds Coliseum, I saw Rick Smith riding a dirt bike.
Yeah, we did. True story.
That would blow up on YouTube.
No, yeah. I was like, that's Rick. I think that's Rick Smith. Sounds
yeah,
like
he
Rick
does,
Smith.
He does.
And they're like, yeah, that's what he does.
Motocross.
You should see him. I mean, like he could like take the dirt bike and like fling it around and like just catch it between his legs like a dancer. You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
He's very tall.
He's very tall.
He's too tall for the bike.
The kid in The Fault in Our Stars wears a Rick Smith's jersey.
He does, yes.
Yeah. Really?
In the movie, yep.
I think they invited Rick to the premiere, and he kind of was like, yeah, that's not my thing.
No, I got a dirt bike.
He had two numbers. I think he had two numbers. Is he wearing 45?
Yeah. I got to ride a dirt bike. I don't know how he talks.
The funniest thing, what is it? I forget who said it, but it was like something about the crowd was chanting, dunk it. To Rick Smith's, and he kept saying, "You're welcome." He's Dutch.
Oh,
really
he's
understand.
Dutch.
Smith's,
the
sort
dunking
of,
Dutchman
the
is his nickname.
Dutchman is, went to Marist.
Yeah,
I have no idea.
Marist is or it's Eastern East out east, right near Bon Jovi's house. I think.
Yep.
Where.
Very close. That's
true. We should go to a show. We should hang out at a concert. We should.
Let's all commit to Bob Schneider.
July 27th at the Rathskeller. That's a Wednesday night.
Uh-oh.
Son of a... seriously?
You got a birthday party?
I'm on vacation.
You're going to do something
week.
With...
Oh, you're on vacation.
You're doing something with IBC or...
We could be your guest correspondents, and since you're on vacation, we could cover it for you.
Why don't you let us write your...
That's a joke.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'll get a picture of Dave's face, and we'll put that... That's his look when he's... offered to write his column for him.
Mm-hmm.
No? Okay, fine.
No.
Well, we're going to go.
Is it an outdoor show? Yeah, to the
beginning. Yeah, yeah,
that's
yeah.
A
Rathskeller. Rathskeller always is, yeah.
That's and kind Bob, of a we, jewel of the city right
we
there.
Go early and sit in Bob's bus and have a great time. Well, we will this time.
What's that really called? The Athenaeum? What's it called?
Athenaeum.
Athenaeum?
It's built by...
The Vonneguts.
Steve Athen.
Yeah, his
Stephen Athen.
No.
He was an athole.
Do you ever have
nope.
David Letterman on the Bob and Tom show?
No. David Letterman is about 60% of why I do what I do. I just love the guy. When he filled in for Carson the first time, I it's one of those like when I saw Sam Kinison or for the first time when
right.
you stop and you go. Okay, this guy is...
He knows what he's doing.
He's not only telling jokes, but he's funny.
Yeah.
But and I've said hi to him once, and I'm not sure if he knows who I am. I can't imagine that he doesn't know who I am.
I bet his mom listens
here.
To you.
But we were supposed to talk to him, to be honest, this past race season, or Fast Friday, I think. We were supposed to get Larry the Cable Guy and David and a couple others, but it didn't happen. Mm-hmm. But David didn't say no. Right. We just couldn't get to him to commit to a time and stuff like that.
Right.
My career was fulfilled on race day this year.
You saw him? You talked to him?
Did you really?
I interviewed him on the grid.
No way.
I saw the picture, the close-up picture you had of him on the Instagram.
That's awesome.
I have heard he's really like mellowed out now that, especially now that he's retiring and his kids really calmed him down and he's not quite so. There's a really great, I never heard an interview with him like the one that Alec Baldwin does on.
Oh, right.
His
podcast is great.
And Letterman is like, I've never, so forthcoming and not funny, but not, trying to, obviously not wanting to talk to whoever he's talking to. He's really engaged with Baldwin, and it's just a great, great interview.
It was the best 2.5 minute interview of my life.
I bet.
He's the best. I just can't imagine being around him and not. being washed in his creative. Mm-hmm. I just, yeah, I'm gushing. Thank you.
Where did he go to school?
Ball State.
Ball State. Ball State.
No, where did he go to high school?
No, Broad
Ripple. Broad Ripple.
He was a Rocket.
Mm.
I introduced myself, told him where I was from. He's like, oh, how are things at the Indianapolis Star? I'm like, we're hanging in there. And he's like, I used to carry the Star. And I said, oh, yeah, where were your routes? And he said, I had one right by my house in a neighborhood to the north and a neighborhood to the west. I loved folding the papers. I loved delivering the papers. I hated collecting. And I couldn't help myself. And I'm like, I know, because you go and they're not home. And a week goes by and you don't want to go back and ask for twice. So you eat the profits. You ever carry papers?
No.
Oh, I did. I helped.
That's the bane of the delivery person.
I didn't know
yep,
that.
Collecting.
Yeah.
Getting the money. Yep.
I had no idea you would have to collect.
Sure. Yeah. Well, that well.
You didn't mail it?
Well, I
you
guess
get
you
on your
could.
Computer.
Well, that's you want to get people to pay in advance.
Yeah. Right.
Because that way it takes the whole.
Yeah.
And he agreed with me. And I'm like, I'm sorry, this is like a total meta moment. Because when I was a kid, I would deliver my papers at 5 o'clock in the morning. I would watch my VHS tape of your NBC show,
yep.
And then I would go to school.
Oh, wow.
He said, yeah, that's pretty good. I was just like,
that's awesome.
Myself. I couldn't believe that he was telling me that.
When I first moved to Indianapolis, of course, I watched it all through. I watched the daytime show. I mean, I was gaga about daytime with him and Bob Surratt and all that stuff. And when I first moved to Indianapolis, it was the greatest thing ever. First, I did afternoons. I didn't have to get up early anymore. But the first year I was here, Indianapolis didn't change time. So Letterman came on at what would have been 11:30 instead of 12:30.
Okay.
Because they didn't have the equipment right. to time shift the shows. Like prime time started at 7 in the evening.
Right.
So I'd get off a windy 1260 WNDE at 6 o'clock. And I'd toddle on over to 38th and Post. That's where I lived, right behind the Silver Slipper. And I would hang out and watch the TV all at night and wrap it up with Letterman. And yeah, those were the stupid pet tricks and the
Chris Elliott
under the seats and all that.
Dropping things from a 5-story tower.
Stuff that, you know, you just dream of. People the next day, did you see Letterman last night?
Right.
What kind of establishment was the Silver Slipper?
That was
a gentleman's club.
Sounds like it.
That would be a stretch. It was an adult entertainment complex. I don't know if any gentleman
attended.
As Jimmy Pardo would say, I don't know if a gentleman would enter a strip club. But yeah, that's exactly what it was. Yeah.
Yeah.
There was a Preston Safeway on one corner, and the Silver Slipper was right behind my apartment, and there at Oak Tree.
I think there's still a strip club there.
And that, this was 87? 86 to 87, and the Pan Am Games were here.
Yeah.
And we set a record for murders. Mm-hmm. Like 16 people were killed in 16 days in July or something.
Leading right up to that.
Leading right up to
I think we broke that record.
And
Tuesday.
Yeah.
But one of the first things I started regular, like I said, I worked afternoons on Windy. And I started listening to Bob and Tom regularly as well when I caught him. And one of the first things I heard Griswold say was, 16 murders in 16 days. What are they trying to make it a Pan Am event? And I thought, okay, that's dark that's and pretty, that's kind of funny. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that was then.
Wow. I don't remember that. I don't remember the Pan Am games.
I almost was a volunteer.
Really?
But I...
Almost.
But a friend of mine was a volunteer, and she said that you weren't supposed to make the okay sign to anyone because that means asshole in other languages.
I could see this? That.
You asshole.
It's
yeah.
very
Who makes the okay sign anyway?
Okay. You've never seen that? Hey, it's all right.
That's kind of gone out of vogue.
I guess
okay has gone out of style, hasn't
well,
it?
Well, I guess the last time it was popular was at the Pan Am Games.
I'm glad the thumbs up is still around.
Yeah. I think that means up your ass, actually, oddly enough. Do you think? It's not just the middle finger. It's the...
It's the
thumbs up. What are you doing?
It's the jetpack.
Oh.
It's the jetpack. No?
You call it the jetpack?
It's the, who's the guy?
Are these sexual nicknames?
No, a jetpack. No. Gaddafi. That's what it's called. Like if somebody bends over and you stick your thumb in their butt, it's a Gaddafi or a jetpack.
Give them the
hey, there you go. Get them in the gooch. Yeah. No?
I've heard gooch.
Yeah.
I've heard give them the gooch.
Yeah, you could just you get them.
Where are we? Oh, movies, music, books, TV, Did we leave anything out?
Yeah. Pan Am, Gaddafi. Yep. No, we covered it all.
Oh, jeez. That's not true.
No?
Your favorite part of your job? That's a shitty question.
Just the variety.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You set your own hours? You don't go into work anymore, do you?
No, I do a lot.
You guys got a new building.
We're going to get a new building.
You're going to get. You haven't moved yet?
I'm excited about that.
Yeah.
We're going to be at the Nordstrom, former Nordstrom in Circle Center Mall.
No kidding.
Right on Georgia Street.
Oh, that's cool.
That is cool.
So when we have the Final Four
next
spring.
Well, hell yeah.
That'll be right on our doorstep.
That'll be fun.
And the next Super Bowl, which has to happen, right, at some point?
Yeah, but I'm guessing 2020. Let's go 2020.
Why do you think, should we speculate on that?
What? Why do you think we didn't
get it this time?
I'm guessing it's the murders, all the murders. You think so?
You think they looked at that?
An air of instability at the top.
It might have been that one of the guys who owns the team was.
Oh, I don't know. I
present?
Don't wanna,
no?
No, I don't know.
I feel bad for him, sure. But
what a Twitter mystique.
You know, yeah, you knew he was up to something somehow where he tweeted, what? What did he say? Yeah, that was crazy. I don't know if we'll get another Super Bowl, even though, what Super Bowl do we have? It was in 12, right?
Yeah.
What if this past winter,
right,
we would have had the Super Bowl?
Oh, my God.
That's what I've always thought. It's like, okay, we get a next one, and it's like 3 inches of ice covered in 6 inches of snow. Mm-hmm. We just say, it's February in Indianapolis. What do you expect?
What do you want?
Right. Yeah.
And it's the first one was just so
man,
easy.
We lucked out.
58 degrees. And
for sure.
Man.
It's all karma on Jerry Jones.
Because
he got the Super Bowl you were supposed to have, and they had horrible weather in Dallas.
Oh, jackass.
He deserves everything.
Yeah, you've got a lot of Jerry Jones animosity.
You know, and everybody asked me this, and I know why because they think I have I think they genuinely want to know what I think, but they assume that I don't want the name changed, and they would be wrong. I mean, you can't defend a name like Redskins. You just can't.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It's a pejorative, and it shouldn't be used as the name of the football team. But other than that, I think Snyder, compared to Jerry Jones, I'll take Snyder over that guy. I mean, Snyder knows Tom Cruise. Come on, how can you argue with that, right? Am I right on that?
Tony Romo went to my college.
Did he really?
Son of a bitch.
Eastern Illinois University, cradle of quarterbacks.
What a
Who
goober.
Else?
Sean Payton, the coach of the New
I'll
Orleans
be
Saints.
Gone. Yeah.
Mike Shanahan.
Shanahan went to Eastern Illinois?
Yeah.
Not your old coach?
Yeah.
I don't remember
I think he's
that.
Dead to DC.
I don't remember that part of it.
And we just had a quarterback drafted. Something Italian, which brings us back to...
Oh, Garoppolo?
Bon Jovi.
Garoppolo. Rutini.
All right, we're recording this on a... What day is this? Somebody...
Thursday.
Thursday, Dave, you came in here, you did the podcast. What's next? Right now, next couple hours, what are you doing?
I'm going to go home and hang out with my family.
You're going to go home and hang out with your family. And do you ever walk in and your wife's looking at something and you go... You shouldn't be watching that. It's not very good.
No.
I don't know why you're watching
no.
that. No?
But we don't overlap sometimes. Like, on the AMC shows, she's all about Walking Dead and I'm all about Mad Men.
Oh, okay.
I can't.
And they never...
Mm-hmm. I'm not doing Walking
Dead. I've tried really hard to watch Walking Dead. I watched the whole season, I think.
Really?
And I just kind of... I'm just not there. But I keep watching Mad Men, and I don't know why.
Yeah, I don't know. I got off of that a long time ago. Really?
I love it.
Why?
I'm watching Call the Midwife.
Yeah.
And in House of Cards. That's all I watch right now.
You like House of Cards?
Never seen it.
You
know what I did this morning?
Hmm?
You know what I did this morning?
What'd you do this morning?
Watched the last two episodes of Entourage. A show that's been off the air for like 4 years.
I have never seen 1 second of Entourage. Yeah.
You know why I can't watch Entourage now?
Jeremy Piven. Yeah.
Yeah, he didn't want to do that play because it wasn't on Broadway or it wasn't successful, so he said he had mercury poisoning from eating too much sushi, and I was like, fuck you forever. Forever.
Yeah.
Doesn't
seem like a very...
I loved it. I used to watch the... Do you remember that show Cupid? It was on a very short period of time where he was literally Cupid.
Yes, I do remember that.
And the cute little girl from Son-in-Law. I can't remember her name now. Carla... You like her.
Carla Gugino.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
The spine.
Oh.
She, beautiful. I think it was, yeah. Maybe it was her. I don't
Another
know.
Another fine Italian.
Yes. There you go. But yeah, but that's the only time I like Jeremy Piven. That's it. That's over.
I didn't set out to not like Jeremy Piven. Loved him. One of my other favorite movies, Gross Point Blank.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Jeremy
yeah.
Piven, John yeah. Cusack.
But John so Cusack, John Cusack totally just, he cancels out any douchebags that he's around.
He kills
he's
someone
just so great.
By stabbing them with an ink pen in that movie.
Oh, yeah. The Russian guy.
That's
oh,
awesome.
Yeah. That's right. And Minnie Driver comes in. Anyway, right. We had to talk to John Cusack when High Fidelity came out. And Tom and I stayed late to do the interview, and John couldn't have been less interested.
Aww.
He made Willem Dafoe look like Miss Congeniality.
Yeah. No, I still love him.
I still love John Cusack.
And I love his sister more.
Yes, and she's in Gross Point Blank.
They're always in movies together.
She's the receptionist.
She's in School of Rock.
She is in School of Rock.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I like School of Rock. I like that.
What else?
Whatever happened to that guy?
She's always in...
Yeah. Where is Jack Black right now?
I don't know.
Because I thought he was going to... School of Rock was going to do it for him. But I think Gulliver kind of...
Yeah.
And then nothing.
Oh.
But he did a nice... I'm blanking on the name of the kid's show.
He was on Mr. Show with Bob and Dave.
Yeah, there's a kid's show on Nick Jr.
He was on that? Or well, to make
the one with the DJ and the
oh,
little characters.
Yo Gabba Gabba.
Yo Gabba Gabba.
He was on Yo Gabba Gabba?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's an LSD trip that somebody
that
copied
is, that's,
down.
That's insane. That's insanity.
That's nuts.
I can't even, no. I'm so glad my kids are older.
Yeah, well, here we are at Yo Gabba
Gabba. Yeah, now we're talking about it, so.
We might want to wrap things up. And
thanks.
I don't know. You're
this
welcome.
This is awesome.
David.
Thank
you're
you.
You are the first podcast guest with the new configuration of recording.
Yeah, welcome.
We're welcome.
So we are going to introduce our new producer.
We're who? Right now?
Sprinkle. Yeah. Do you hate that nickname?
I'm not a fan.
But he said on Twitter,
it's better than being named Hooker.
Oh,
so, see, she has to.
You are long suffering with that last name, and
yeah,
you know. So I can handle Sprinkle. It's not that big of a deal.
That's true. Yeah. What are you gonna do?
I mean, my last name is Spangle, and I would think that's nicknamey enough.
Spangle.
Yeah.
Spangle. Sprinkle. Spangle.
I call him Sprinkle now all the time.
I'm
yeah.
Sorry.
I just got called, Pete the Planner just called me Sprinkle on Instagram.
Yes!
So it's catching on.
I love it when a nickname sticks, and I'm responsible.
I mean, Sprinkle's better than asshole.
That's true. But you haven't been an asshole yet, so.
Oh, think I called him an asshole.
You have?
In a fun way.
You know,
in a fun way.
When he was hitting me. Get that podcast up faster.
Asshole. Dave Lindquist from the Indianapolis Star, entertainment writer. Thank you, David.
I added zero profanities to the count.
Oh, did you do a count?
I did. You,
oh my God,
so
you
far,
are so honest.
Should I include my asshole?
Well, if that's up to you.
Okay.
Should you say one?
We're up to 12.
No, he doesn't want to. 12?
Come on.
That's low for me.
I
know.
Say,
you did good.
I could fuck it up right now. We could do this.
13. Come on, Dave.
No,
I
don't.
I hate odd numbers. No, don't. I can tell
I like 13. One. I like 3. Leave it there.
All right.
Don't fucking say another one.
Thank 14. You, Jess.
You're welcome.
The real leader. Thank you, Sprinkle.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
I turn up the music, Sprinkle.
It's on.
Is it on?
Yeah.
Am I not on? I bet I'm not on.
This is just like when Jason was here.
You know what? Sometimes I...
This is the first time I've ever touched this board, but I know I'm doing it right.
Wait a minute.
Let's do this.
The magic of MP3. Thank you for downloading the podcast. Be sure to visit chickmickey.com and order a swell I'm the Leader t-shirt. And then be back later. Okay. Good night. Oh.
Good night, everybody! In the club, getting crumb, bling, bling. I got some love for you. Ass moving so fast, can't think. Big buzz bouncing up on the sink. I wish you was here, but I can't be sure. The night's all black, everything's blurred. Got my jacket on, smoking, looking like juice.